go to God in a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us each and every day, every hour, every minute, God, that you're with us. Lord, help us to keep our thoughts and our attention on you, and help us to stay close to you. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Well, this is Veterans Day. It's going to be celebrated tomorrow. Actually, they celebrate it on Monday, but this is November 11th. This is Veterans Day. And it is our veterans and those serving in the military now who have kept us a free nation. Our veterans have given of their time, some of their health, some of their life, that we could be a free people, that we could be free to come to church this morning, that we could be free to live in our houses and have our deer hunting rifles, that we could be free to go to the grocery store and buy all the food that we need, that we could be free to pursue our dreams, our jobs, to be a free people, to be free to worship the Father. You see, our veterans and those serving in the armed forces now have set up a wall of defense around this country. And if we did not have that wall of defense, we would already have been overrun by some godless nations, and we would no longer be free. It's only because we have people that love God and love our nation and are willing to give of their time and their lives to stand up and keep us free. And it's been that way since the very beginning of our nation. Veterans Day. And we're thankful. I'm thankful for all of our veterans. If you stay for adult class after our fellowship hour, you will see David Barton talk about why this nation is a Christian nation. You'll understand the meaning behind that. And praise the Lord for that. Jesus also did the same thing. He gave of his time, 33 and a half years leaving heaven to come here on earth, to set up a wall of defense for us, defense against sin, death, and the power of the devil. And he gave his life on the cross, that we could be forgiven and be free, people free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Our bodies are going to die, but because we believe in Jesus, we are never going to die. I know the week before my mother died, she said to me, am I going to die? And I said to her, Mother, you are never going to die. I said, now your body will die someday, but you will not die. I said, on that day, you're going to come out of your body alive. You're going to be able to walk and fly and talk and think and see your mom and dad and your sisters, and everything's going to be wonderful. And she said, really? And I said, yeah. And she said, oh, wow. That's what Jesus came to do for us. He came to set up a wall of defense and to win the battle against Satan to keep us free. Wow. Now in the Bible today, John read about the Yom Kippur lamb or goat. And on Yom Kippur, on the Day of Atonement, we talked about that this fall, the priest would, there would be two goats. They had to be similar, and one would be sacrificed to the Lord, and the other one they would lay their hands on its head and confess their sins over it. Confess the sins of the nation of Israel. They transferred by that confession, by the laying on of their hands on the head of the goat, there was a transference of sins from the nation to that goat, and that goat became sin for the people. That's the way God set it up. Now, from time to time, and many times, I talk about how the Old Testament compares to the New Testament. And as we read the Old Testament, everything that God told the nation of Israel to do was a picture of Jesus' life and death. Everything. And that laying on of hands on the head of that goat was a picture of what would take place with Jesus. So as you read through the Old Testament and you come to something that just seems plain and simple, how they laid their hands on the head of the goat, what does that mean? Ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. Lord, I'd like to know what that means. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter who Jesus has sent, he will teach us all things and bring to our remembrance everything that Jesus taught us. I mean, I don't think you fully realize the connection we have to God, that there are so many questions you may have about the Bible. Simply ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. It's as easy as that. And then watch what's going to happen. Because those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ, and I think it's everybody here, if not everybody, almost everybody, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And you can ask him, Holy Spirit, teach me what this means. I don't understand it. And he will show you the connection between the Old Testament and the life of Jesus. Well, when Jesus was put on trial, Good Friday, it was a picture of the Yom Kippur goats. Two of them had to be similar. Well, when Jesus is put on trial on Good Friday, there's Jesus and there's his similar person, Barabbas. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us if they looked alike. It doesn't tell us if Barabbas was the same age as Jesus, but he may have been, and they may have been similar. But one thing we know, they were similar in their names, because Barabbas, actually in Hebrew, is Bar Abba, and Abba means father, and Bar means son. Bar Abba was the son of the father, and Jesus was the son of the father. There's a similarity. They had the same name. They also had the same first name, history records. Do you remember what Barabbas' first name was? Somebody's trying to say it. Jesus. Yes, Jesus Barabbas. Jesus the Messiah, the Son of the Father. There's the similarity. One and the other. Jesus is sacrificed to God and Barabbas is let go. There's the similarity of the Yom Kippur goats. But the Bible also says, 2 Corinthians, that Jesus became sin for us. Now think of this. He became sin. He's brought before the high priest, and the high priest says, "You have committed blasphemy." He's confessing sin. And the Bible says some of them struck him, but it also says that some of them slapped him with their hand. They didn't sock him with their hand. They slapped him with their hand. They laid their hands on his head, confessing the sins, blasphemy on him. both the priests and the soldiers, both the priests and the other people that would have been there, slapped him. Even when an individual would bring a goat or a steer to the temple to pay the price of an individual's sins, the individual would lay their hands on that lamb or that goat or that cow and confess their sins on their head. So the lamb or the goat or the cow carried their sin, transferred, became sin for that person. And when those people were slapping Jesus, and where do you slap somebody? It's usually the head. When they were slapping Jesus, not just socking him, slapping him, the Bible says, with their hand, Jesus was becoming sin for us. The sins of the world were being transferred to him. And because Jesus became sin for us, God looks at us as though we had never sinned. The Bible says there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Wow. So if God looks at you as though you've never sinned, what does that tell us? That maybe we ought to live as though we never sinned. Maybe we ought to choose not to sin. Jesus paid the price. He became sin. And when we believe in him, our sins have been confessed upon him. We are set free from sin, from death, and the power of the devil. Get closer to God. He wants us all here, myself included, to continue to get closer to him every single day. But we've got to work at it. We have to want it. We have to live it. But we have the power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us to help us. And all you got to do is ask for that help. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, God, for carrying our sins, for becoming sin for us. Jesus, for setting up a wall of protection, a wall of deliverance around us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Oh, God. Help us to live our lives for you. Lord, make us more consciously aware of your presence in our lives and help us to live the life that you've called us to live. And I ask this all in your wonderful, precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.